streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Colin right, Colin wrong on a Monday. Here you go.
Where Colin was right?
LeBron James finished the NBA regular season, led the NBA in made field goal attempts in the fourth quarter. I'll say it again. LeBron James led the NBA in made field goals in the fourth quarter. You keep embarrassing yourself if you're anti-LeBron. The guy's incredible. 20th consecutive season averaging 25-plus points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. And yesterday, that first half by LeBron was a thing of beauty. Move on, LeBron critics. He's remarkable still.
Where Colin was wrong.
I loved Wemby, but I never thought they should play him like 71 games. And Greg Popovich did, and he delivered. I figured they would have minute restrictions and game restrictions because I watched Chet Holmgren, same body type, OKC, get hurt. And they did have a little bit of a minute restriction early, but Wemby played 71 games. There's an argument he's Defensive Player of the Year. He averaged 21 a game in 29 minutes, so I was wrong on that. I thought they would tailor a season to let his body slow growth, 50 games, 24 minutes, no back-to-backs. They didn't, and he delivered.
Where Colin was right?
Scottie Scheffler won the second Masters, and I had said it's not going to be the same Masters if Scottie Scheffler wins, and there was no buzz at all on the back nine. Golf needs personality. Look at the ratings in Jack Nicklaus, the Bears' prime, or Tiger's prime. Brooks Koepka didn't play well. Bryson DeChambeau, good ratings early in the week, but in the end, this is a sport that needs some personality, and Scottie's great. But he's a bit robotic. There's no emotion. You don't even get a fist pump. Great players aren't all equally interesting.
Where Colin was wrong.
I think I'm just too high on the Warriors. I think that's what it is. They're just too Steph-reliant. They sneak into the play-in game because they got red hot at the end of the season, but their number two scorer is Clay, and he was coming off the bench. I like Kuminga, but he didn't have a finishing package. He's still a kid. I don't trust him to be highly productive in the playoffs. This is a team, I think maybe it's, I like their core, but I think they have to make a major pivot. They've got to find somebody on Steph's timeline. They've got to have size. Some of the best teams in the league now, Porzingis Celtics, Jokic, Rudy Gobert, you got to have a big somewhere. Anthony Davis, they don't have size, certainly not veteran size, and I was wrong.
Where Colin was right?
Well, there's a story today that Kawhi Leonard injury update. Hopefully, he'll be ready for the playoffs. And I believe and have said this, he is the icing and never the cake. You can't build around him. He doesn't have a predictable schedule. He's nonverbal. He's not a great communicator. He's just a remarkable player. But the Clippers always feel like they're in semi-chaos because of Harden's silliness and Kawhi's enigmatic nature. He's a great player, but there's only a handful of players in this league who are great, and I feel comfortable building around like Jalen Brunson night after night.
Where Colin was right.
80,000 fans showed up to the Ohio State spring game, and Fox put it on broadcast TV. I've said for years, I do not understand the reluctance to put spring football on television. Not every program, but at Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan, there's a handful of high-profile programs in America. They're putting 80, 90,000 people in the stadium. Ohio State, Chip Kelly now is a story. Put these spring games with the massive top 12 programs on television. Do you see what was on TV this weekend? There's a reason a lot of you are buying UFC and not a lot on.
Where Colin was wrong.
Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., neither invited to the NFL draft in person. I like both of them more apparently than NFL scouts. I think Penix throws the best ball and 61 college starts, more than any quarterback ever. I think Bo Nix looks like, to me, he's got some Drew Brees capabilities, moves well, ran a pro system with pro players in Oregon. But I'm clearly wrong, because the NFL's got good contacts and they don't think either one's getting drafted in the top 15. They didn't invite him to the draft.
Where Colin was right.
Alex Pereira beat Jamahal Hill. TKO UFC 300. Dana White does it again. Here's a sport that has lost star after star. Ronda Rousey. This fight with Holloway and Gaethje, that knockout. Maybe the best fight I've ever seen in UFC 300. Justin Gaethje is a dog. He is a warrior, but got knocked out 2 seconds to go. They've lost Rousey, Conor McGregor, John Jones are not the regulars they once were, but it continues to deliver, because unlike boxing, the fans always feel like they win when they go see a UFC card.
Where Colin was right.
Finally, Caitlin Clark on Saturday Night Live. We've said this. This is no knock on women's basketball, but the numbers are not going to remain this high. She is a cultural phenomenon. Have you seen where 36 of 44 games, Indiana, are already scheduled for national TV? The draft tomorrow, the WNBA draft, will be the highest rated WNBA draft by a mile. This is not a criticism on a sport that was growing, women's basketball. But she's an MJ. She's a Tiger. There are a handful, and I mean the number is tiny, a handful of athletes that are icons. They are lightning in a bottle. And her ability to go on Saturday Night Live, change the WNBA schedule, and deliver, wait for it, a draft record WNBA. It's not against women's basketball, but she is one of one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly.
That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
So this is, I do a couple mock drafts. And the reason I don't do them is nobody knows anything. I mean, we kind of know the best players. But I was not going to include a trade. And then I thought, wait a minute, I'm playing GM. So I believe the Chargers absolutely want to move back. They want to accumulate more picks. They've got more needs, and they think Jim's going to ace this draft because his excellence knowing personnel, Jim being Harbaugh. So here we go. I'm going to go 1 through 12. Fire away. The easiest slam dunk pick probably since Andrew Luck and Trevor Lawrence. Bears get Caleb Williams, the only franchise that's never had a 4,000-yard passer, which doesn't even sound right. How can you not have one 4,000-yard passer? All you need to know about this kid, 120 touchdowns and 14 picks in 3 years. He's a machine. He is the closest thing to Mahomes. There's nothing I don't like about him. He can sometimes lean into the spectacular. I don't care. Bears could use some spectacular. Caleb goes one. I would take Jaden Daniels if I was Washington. I think he works with Cliff Kingsbury. It's a shaky O-line, shaky run game. He is an electric runner and a beautiful downfield thrower. He's the only player in SEC history. Now, here's the other advantage. Drake May played in a lousy conference. This kid played in the SEC and is the only SEC quarterback to have 40-plus touchdown passes and 10-plus rushing TDs in a season. Cam Newton played in this conference. Joe Burrow. Matt Stafford. The Mannings. This kid is a very unique talent. I think he's going to crush it here. I worry about little spindly. Wish he was bigger. No perfect players. So I've gone back and forth on this. I think I would go get Drake May. It's not going to be pretty. He'll probably sit until Thanksgiving behind Jacoby Brissett. But they had the worst scoring offense in the league. And do you want to go 3-13, 3-14? I'd get Drake May there. Next year's not a good quarterback draft. Also, he led the ACC in passing back-to-back years. I think you got to get him in-house. Worry about, you can get receivers second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. Also, when you're at the top of rounds, you can move back in any round and accumulate more picks. But there's not going to be Drake May in the second, third, fourth, fifth round, or perhaps next year. So I'd get Drake May. Inconsistency bothers me, but he does look like Justin Herbert. He's a big, strong kid that moves. Let's take him. I would take Marvin Harrison. Arizona's got picks. They've got a great quarterback, a running back I like, a tight end I like. This would be the best since DeAndre Hopkins, the best receiver since DeAndre Hopkins. I also think Harrison, along with Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson, is the best college receiver I've ever seen. I think he'll be a star, rookie of the year, candidate year one. He's not as fast as Randy Moss. Again, there are no perfect players in the league, all right? Randy bounced around a little. His temperament wasn't perfect for every coach or every team. I think Harrison's amazing. I think, I watched him. The minute he got hurt, they were going to beat Georgia. He got hurt, won the same team. And they had C.J. Stroud. Okay. I just think he's Ohio State has all 5-star receivers, and he stands out above all of them. So when you can stand out above the rest of those cats, you're pretty good. Okay, I'm going to make my one trade. I think the reason the Vikings got 2 picks was to move up, and I think the Chargers absolutely want to move down, but not too far down. I have the Vikings coming up to 5. The Chargers going back to 11, and I think they're going to take J.J. McCarthy, who is moving into a furnished apartment. The Vikings, he doesn't have to play. He can sit behind Darnold. They have the tall Sean McVay as a coach. Best young left tackle in football. Best receiver in football. Top five running back. Great number two receiver. Top five or six or seven tight end. I think they have a good old line. It was like PFF top 12, 13. This is the furnished apartment in the NFL for a quarterback. They got everything. You don't even have to play for a year. I don't think J.J. McCarthy has a big-time arm. I don't think he has a big-time NFL body. Does Kirk Cousins? You can win a lot of games. And remember, because you get rid of Cousins' salary, you can add pieces. So you're going to get basically, I think, kind of a Kirk Cousins-level prospect. I think he's a better player than Kirk was. But a Kirk Cousins without the salary. You can win a lot of games in this league doing that. The Giants, I think, would love to have gotten a quarterback, but I don't think they have the ability to move up and give up draft capital. They need players, and they solve a big issue. They get Malik Nabers, the receiver from LSU. LSU's a receiver factory. This kid is big-time OBJ explosive. Listen, they need a lot of stuff. Now with Saquon Barkley, it's going to be bumpy. They're going to be back in the top five or six next year, but this kid is, like, jump off the TV fast. I mean, again, when you're at LSU and you're playing against Georgia's, Bama's, and all these SEC schools, and you turn on a TV, and it was this what I saw with Ja'Marr Chase, and you're like, who's that guy? When you can stand out in the SEC, Marvin Harrison in the Big Ten outside of a Michigan, he's going to be better than everybody else, but this kid is special. By the way, the Giants, I think, were ranked 30th in yards after the catch. So they get no extra yards. Now you got rid of your star running back. You need yards after the catch. And this is what he provides. The Titans get Joe Alt, left tackle. Worst offensive line in the league. I don't know if Will Levis is going to work. But the only chance he's going to work is if he's not on his back. So they're going to get Joe Alt. I think Joe Alt's a very good prospect. He is not Trent Williams. He's not Jonathan Ogden. He's going to make a couple of Pro Bowls. He's very good. The people I talk to in the league think he's the best left tackle in a good class, but they don't think he quite has the ceiling of others. But you got to solve left tackle. I mean, if Will Levis is going to work, you got to give the kid a fair shot. You got to keep him upright. Falcons go with Dallas Turner, who was the best edge rusher in the SEC, and that's saying something. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Bama does edge rushers really well and receivers well. Listen, Saban loves him. Great player. He's not going to have as glossy a numbers as other weaker conferences. You got NFL offensive tackles in the SEC. He's a really good player. Remember when Will Anderson came out, people nitpicked? Yeah, he's been a really good player. And I love Atlanta's direction right now. The only thing, they haven't had a double-digit sack guy since, like, Vic Beasley. Atlanta doesn't have a ton of needs. I think Atlanta's going to win that division and very quickly is going to surprise people. I think the Bears are going to go get help on the edge with Jared Verse, who was a monster. He had 18 sacks the last couple of years at Florida State. He's great. And maybe this is a reach by five or six spots, but there's just not... The draft gives you two or three good edge rushers every year, and he's one of them. I don't buy they need another receiver. They got Keenan Allen, two good tight ends, nice back DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore. They don't need another receiver. They can get that in the third, fourth, fifth round. It's a great receiver draft. You're not going to get an edge rusher anywhere in the draft if Dallas Turner's gone like this kid. Watched him play three or four times. Stands out on TV. Jumps out on TV. Big-time player. Montez Sweat. They got a great corner, Jalen Johnson. Now they have somebody to go with him. I think that's the pick. So I'm the Jets. I'm going to go with Rome Odunze, and here's why. He's very mature, ready to play. You get no ego with the kid. He's just a terrific player. I watched him play live. I saw him play 15 times. I just think he's a grown-up. Good routes. A little Devontae Adams. When you go to New York, it's noisy. This kid is all football, no nonsense, total grown-up, wants to be a football player, and I think with the Jets and their noise, he could go into New York City. Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams is talented, but can't stay healthy. Generally speaking, Aaron Rodgers, Brady don't love young receivers, but this kid is like an old 23. He's going to walk in, be a really nice player, a real pro. And that's what the Jets need. Chargers in that trade with Minnesota, now at 11, get Talisi Fuanaga. He is the Oregon State right tackle. So they have Rashawn Slater at left tackle. He's the best run blocker in the draft. What does Jim Harbaugh want to create? A more run-dominant Baltimore Raven-like offense to let Herbert throw on play action. So this kid, I was told by somebody in the NFL, you can almost not find a single play from his college career where he didn't win on run-blocking assignments. He is the best run-blocking tackle probably since maybe a Tristan Wirfs, who went to Tampa and crushed it right tackle. Culture is everything to Harbaugh. This kid is a mauler. They'll have both tackles and Justin Herbert. I think Denver and Sean Payton, I think Bo Nix works for what they want to do. A lot of underneath stuff. Stay on script. 61 college starts, 22-5 with Oregon. Is he going to move around a lot? No. There is some Drew Brees qualities. A lot of college starts, highly productive, very coachable, super accurate. Not going to run around, though. Like Brees early in his career, he can move. He is an excellent decision maker who at Oregon mostly stayed on script, lower ceiling, but I think he works with Sean Payton. I think what Sean wants to create is a ball control offense. He souped up the offensive line last year. He's got a running back he likes. I think Bo Nix is a fit. J.J. McCarthy, don't love him. I think he fits Minnesota. Bo Nix fits. Little bit of a reach, but I've said before, I'm willing to reach. I'm willing to do a little reaching.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
So here we go. Soup to nuts, top to bottom. Let's start in the Eastern Conference. First round, Celtics will take on the Heat of the Bulls. Boston's going to win that series. Listen, they were 41-11 against the East. All right, they're the deepest team in the league. And Miami now, if they win, Jimmy Butler's all banged up. So that'll be a four-game series. Next up, Cavs Magic. Magic can't shoot. Meaning, if they fall behind in this series, they're in trouble. I'm going to take Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell will be the best player on the floor. And again, Orlando is not built to come from behind. They may be in the Klay Thompson sweepstakes. They're just not built in a playoff series to come back. And you got to be built and be able to win multiple ways. So I'll take Cleveland there. I'm going to take Milwaukee over Indiana in a seven-game series. I think Giannis will be available the final 3 to 4 games. So the Pacers give up points in the paint. Milwaukee is really, really big and really experienced. And remember, Milwaukee was shocked last year early in the first round of the playoffs. So they got a little revenge on their mind. I think it's a very good series. Indiana's a tough matchup. Indiana's going to be a really good team in the East, like OKC in the West going forward. I think they'll lose in seven games because Giannis will return. And when Giannis and Dame are humming, it's the number two duo in the NBA. So I'm in the minority here. I like the Sixers over the Knicks. I think New York is very Jalen Brunson dependent. And right now, the hottest team in the league is Philadelphia. And let's be honest, they were 32-8 when Embiid played. And they have a second star in Maxey. So, I think it's going to be a really good series. But Philadelphia's got more good players. And at the end, they'll have arguably the best player in the series, although Jalen Brunson certainly deserves some discussion. He's a great player now. And, all right, then we go to the next round. I'm going to take Boston over Cleveland. Again, easiest team. They average almost 5 more threes a game than Cleveland. So even if Boston doesn't play particularly well, they shoot the ball well. And in playoff games, that ability on an off quarter or an off half to shoot your way to respectability or back in, that's one of the many things Boston does well, better than Cleveland. Milwaukee, Philadelphia. The Bucks, Philadelphia. 76ers. Because I think, let's be honest about Milwaukee. They haven't played well since Doc Rivers got there. They're under 500. So they're not humming. I give them the win over Indiana, mostly because of experience and size, but they wouldn't have the big size advantage over Philadelphia. So I think Philadelphia finally, Maxey has become now a legitimate 1A, 2. Tobias Harris, you got little Buddy Hield, Nicholas Batum, got a good roster. They're playing well, good roster. And then Boston, I think, extinguishes Philadelphia very quickly. That could be a sweep. I don't think that's a particularly great matchup. And I think I feel pretty strongly about most of those picks. Milwaukee, Indiana. If Giannis doesn't play the first 3 games, then we got a different story. My guess is he is healthy. They sit him for the first game or two. Milwaukee draws a split. They feel good about it and go on to win the last couple of games. All right, we go out west. Thunder and the Pelicans or the Heat. Listen, OKC is going to win this. They're a better team, first of all. And they've beaten those teams, the Kings and the Pelicans, in 4 straight games. So they also have the best player in that series with SGA. So that matters when you get into a series best player, OKC. I'm going to take the Mavericks over the Clippers. We don't know if Kawhi is going to play. And Dallas has really improved defensively. It's not the offense, it's defensively. Also, Dallas has been playing well since the All-Star break. And the Clippers right now have a lot of questions. And they're just kind of a murky team right now. I'm going to take Dallas. T-Wolves, Suns. This is a tough one. I'm going to go Suns. They were 3-0 against the T-Wolves. They match up well. Listen, I get KD and Booker, and Beal has played his best basketball of the season late. Grayson Allen, not that he had a renaissance, but has been better than we all thought off the bench. I think they're going to shoot their way. I like Ant. Ant's not a great shooter. He's a great scorer. So I think the shooting, the perimeter excellence here, they beat him 3 times this year. I'll go Suns. That's an interesting series. Lakers, Denver. I think the Lakers match up with them, but the best player in the series is going to be Jokic. And who are we kidding here? They were 3-0 against the Lakers. In fact, let me check here. They've won 8 straight against the Lakers. Most of them have been close. But an older Laker team with high altitude? Nope. I'm going to take him in 5, Denver. Let's go back to the top. I'm going to take Dallas over OKC. The reason being, you know, Luka's having his best defensive season. And the Thunder are, they're just too young. Second least experience in the NBA playoffs. Could be a very fun series. I think Indiana in the East and Oklahoma City in the West are going to have a great 6-7 years. I just don't think they're quite ready yet. And outside of the bubble season, young teams can struggle in the playoffs. Suns Denver is interesting. I think Phoenix can give Denver some issues, and they'll shoot their way to a couple of wins. But in the end, I'm going to take Denver. Best player on the floor is Jokic. But I will say, Bradley Beal and Grayson Allen's emergence makes this really tasty. And remember, the Suns had a very tough late-season schedule, and they aced it. So Phoenix is healthy. Beal's finally playing great. Phoenix-Denver is tasty. That's a six-gamer, and Phoenix shoots their way to a couple of wins. I'm going to take Denver over Dallas. I just think overall they're the better team. Big argument there. Again, entertaining. I think Phoenix, though, may give Denver more trouble than Dallas because of matchups. And then we have the Nuggets and the Celtics in the finals. The deepest team in Boston. To me, the greatest player in the world in Jokic. I think it is a six-game series. I'll take Denver. And again, what I'm really interested in, Giannis's health. I think my big takeaways, Philadelphia finally delivers. They got the right coach, Nick Nurse. Embiid is mostly healthy. So Philadelphia, in a really weak, middle-down Eastern Conference, finally answers a lot of the critics. They've been playing well. I think Daryl Morey's built a roster with some depth and a second star. I worry about Giannis's health. The Knicks are a better story, in my opinion, than a team. And in the West, Phoenix is the wild card. Grayson Allen, Beal, Booker, Durant. Those guys can all hit a three, and there'll be nights when they're all hitting threes. And if Denver's going to get beat, it's not going to be because a team is necessarily got a better player. It's going to be an onslaught. It's going to be, Phoenix hits 11 of 13 threes. So that's the way to beat. And that's why Boston has a shot against Denver, because Boston can hit threes. They can get hot. So there's my...
Wow.
And there's not a lot of gambles here.
Right, you were chalk heavy.
But I will say the Phoenix...
You like Phoenix.
Last 9-10 games of the year, look who they played. Good teams, played well. And, you know, when Grayson Allen came over, everybody was like, whatever. That ended up being more substantial than people think.
He got a huge deal, and they put Beal a little bit more at the point, which has helped him. Phoenix is tough.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.